Priscilla Presley's public line has been that she and Elvis refrained from intercourse until their wedding night in 1967, even though she lived with him at Graceland starting when she was 15.
Of course. The pattern continues with Elvis Presley.
Instead of consummating our love in the usual way, he began teaching me other ways of pleasing him.
Oh.
Those included photographing each other in a variety of sexual fantasy roles, such as teacher seducing a student.
Man wearing negligee.
Priscilla wearing the little Catholic uniform she once wore each day to Immaculate Conception High School. Elvis also talked Priscilla into simulating lesbian sex with a hairdresser friend.
EAP. Elvis is a harem pedophile.
Let me move on.
Strange Elvis. Normal. Where's my nightgown? Where's my mom's nightgown? My best girl.
Okay, here we go. Now we're reading. Now I'm going down to the article to where they're talking about Elvis's serious girlfriend after Priscilla was Linda Thompson, a beauty queen who had no difficulty meeting Elvis's needs.
Was she Miss Traffic Safety?
A lot of people think Elvis had a mother hang-up, she says. He did, and that's not unkind. A lot of men, if they had a good mother, liked the things in a woman that they liked in their mother. He called me Mommy, and I called him Little Baby Bunton.
That was my Little Baby Bunton.
I was like his mother at times, and he was like my daddy.
Where's Little Baby Bunton's hot dog rolls?
And we were like brother and sister.
Sure.
We were like children.
Of course. Yeah.
And we were lovers.
Oh, good.
It was a rich, full experience.
I'm bad.
Elvis needed more love and care and affection than anybody I've ever met. He was brought up in a home with lots of love, and he expected that. But she eventually left, finding Elvis's growing dependency on prescription drugs suffocating and sad.
Why are you leaving me?
No other woman stayed with him long.
You're a good hot dog roll.
Linda Thompson saved his life several times, pulling food out of his throat.
Oh.
And he'd get loaded on downers and choke, calling doctors just in time when he OD'd.
All right, man.
But the increasingly young females who now shared his bed couldn't handle such responsibility.
Hey.
I can't take the food out of his mouth.
By the mid-1970s, there were other problems. When he wasn't constipated... When he wasn't so constipated, he carried trunks of Fleet enemas with him on tour.
Here, do this for me, will you, sweetie?
At autopsy, his fecal material packed thick in his sluggish intestines was chalky white. Elvis occasionally lost control of his bladder and bowels.
God.
This tended to happen in his sleep, which meant that more than one young woman awoke to find a surprise in bed.
Oh, that's nasty.
And there were quirks that made Elvis seem oddly like Howard Hughes. His refusal to bathe on a regular basis.
He can take a pill, man.
And his strict guidelines for a female company. If a prospective date had any dirt under her toenails, for example, she was immediately discounted.
This is unacceptable. You have dirty toenails.
Finally, there was the matter of his impotence, brought on, like his other health problems, by the massive quantity of pills that Elvis gulped on a daily basis.
Yeah.
In the first 8 months of 1977, Elvis ate more than 9,000 pills.
Mm. I mean, it's really unbelievable.
Do the math. Head?
Yeah, well, how long was that?
8 months, so 8 times 3, that being 240 days, he ate 9,000 pills. How many pills a day is that, Head? How many pills a day?
Hold on, it's 9,000. I'm sorry, 1 second.
30 days in a month, so.
So it's 9,000.
That's 240 days.
Mm-hmm.
How many?
37 and a half pills a day, or 1.56 pills an hour, or just over 0.02 pills a minute.
Way to break it down.
Jesus Christ.
Very good.
Good job. I like the one an hour. It's a pill an hour, basically.
And remember, when they pumped Elvis's stomach after he was dead, it sounded like gravel. Because there was so much
plastic
so many pills
in the pills,
in
right?
Belly. Yeah.
That's how we're going to wind it up today with Elvis's autopsy of his stomach. When the king succeeded in coaxing a new woman into his bed, she was likely to be in for a rude awakening. Instead of sex, she would hear that Elvis needed to conserve his bodily fluids. Then either Billy Smith or Billy Smith's wife, Jo, would be invited into the red and black cave of a bedroom, asked to pull up a chair and share stories about whatever was on Elvis's mind. During this period, Elvis, who still considered himself the perfect man, fantasized about finding the perfect woman with which to have the perfect child, a boy, to be given the manly name John Baron Presley.
John Baron Presley in the Wild Wild West, riding down with his hot dog rolls.
If he didn't find such a woman, he would contribute to a sperm bank so the child could be conceived after his death.
Call me if this loses its frozenness.
Elvis never got around to it, in part because he spent his last days chasing Ginger Alden, who he'd first met and taken on a roller coaster ride when she was 5.
Uh-huh. Okay, Elvis Presley.
Why don't you give up on her, Smith would ask, since Ginger didn't return his affection?
Because I'm too old to train another one.